Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Johnson. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swift. The throw from Fox and he is safe. Swift steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Lobbs scores. Radcliffe scores. It's 3-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Bagby now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Fox and he is safe. McQuinn steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Williams scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Gelbert moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bill Trotter now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Gelbert moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Gelbert moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gelbert moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bagby. Swift moves to second. Merle Hoag pinch hits for Don Hefner. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swift moves to third. Strange moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Swift scores. Strange moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange scores. Lobs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.